John F. Kennedy Library, President's Office Files, Presidential Recordings Collection, Meeting Recording Number 33A.1, a continuation of the meeting begun on Recording Number 33.2, the meeting between President Kennedy and the Congressional Leadership, held on October 22, 1962, after 5 p.m. The recording is 25 minutes and 8 seconds in length. For additional information, see Recording Log Number 33A.1.
Any doubt whatsoever. whatsoever are offensive weapons.
You may have any
I think the evidence, these are offensive weapons, is conclusive except for the fact that we do not have, as I said, positive knowledge that the warhead is actually there.
Do you have any on the ground?
Any missile of that type that uses a conventional warhead?
No, I know none that use it.
Atomic, wouldn't that be the most difficult thing? You think you could find an atomic warhead from a U-2, even if you could get down to 12,000, 15,000 feet? It wouldn't be very likely to leave that out exposed in some open place where you could pick up the picture.
Mr. President, do you interpret the blockade to be considered by Russia as an act of war?
Well, that's only this report. They may or may not.
Two parties to determine that. They might say it's not an act of war, but you're basing your whole...
No. They may or they may not, or they may then put a blockade on Berlin. That would be, and I don't think there's any doubt they're going to threaten us.
Mr. President.
I'll just, as I say, gentlemen, this is from the Prime Minister now. This is, we let him know more in advance because the security is better there, so that we didn't, I let him know last night. What our information was, and then I sent him over this afternoon. The speech, he says this, just at least indicates what, my dear President, first I'm saying, I'm sorry, I was proposed notice of my answer. Ambassador Bruce called to see me this morning and gave me evidence of the Soviet buildup in Cuba. I quite understanding how fiercely American public opinion will react when it knows these facts. I have this moment received through our teleprinter the text of your proposed declaration tonight. Let me say at once that we shall, of course, give all the support we can in the Security Council. I hope you will provide us immediately with the best legal case that can be made in support of a broad moral position, so that our representatives can weigh in effectively. Of course, international lawyers would take the point that a blockade which involves the searching of ships of all countries is difficult to defend in peacetime. Indeed, quite a lot of controversy has gone on in the past about its use in wartime. However, it must rest not so much on precedent as the unprecedented condition of the modern world and nuclear age. As I assume the Security Council, if as I assume the Security Council is vetoed, the only appeal is to the Assembly. What the result will be there, no one can tell. But I doubt whether they will be in favor of any conclusive action, or even if they are, I do not see how they will enforce it. What I think we must now consider is Khrushchev-like reaction. He may reply either in words or in kind or both. If he contents himself with the first, he may demand the removal of all American bases in Europe. If he decides to act, he may do so either in the Caribbean or elsewhere. The reaction in the Caribbean, his obvious method would be to escort his ships and force you in the position of attacking them. This fire-first dilemma has always worried us. We have always hoped to inhale the Russians on this horn. This is in regard to Berlin. No doubt you have thought of this, but I'd glad to know how you feel it can be handled. Alternatively, you may bring some pressure on the weaker parts of the free world defense system. This may be in Southeast Asia, in Iran, possibly in Turkey, but more likely in Berlin. If he reacts outside the Caribbean, as I fear he may, it will be tempting for him to answer one blockade by declaring another. We must therefore be ready. Any retaliatory action in Berlin, as envisioned in the various contingency plans, will either lead to an escalation of World War III or the holding of a conference. What seems to be essential is that you and I should think over and decide what direction we want to steer things within the alliance and elsewhere. We should take counsel as soon as we have the Russian reaction. Want to know how deeply I sympathize with your difficulty and how much we do to help you in every way. It would only be right to tell you there are two aspects which give me concern. Many of us in Europe have lived so long in close proximity, and the enemy nuclear weapons are the most devastating kind that we've got accustomed to it. So European opinion will need attention. Second, which is more worrying, is that if Khrushchev comes to a conference, he will, of course, try to... to Secretary McNamara to assemble the forces which would be needed in any contingency. But I think until we're in a position to do what we have to do, if that's what we do, it seems to me we're better off not to talk about it because we have to have this delay of time. But as I say, I appreciate the vigor and the strength of what Senator Russell feels and says, and we're going to be all back in this room this week to discuss.
I think that Khrushchev had ever start talking around a lot before he moved into Hungary to test all World War III. And I think if we delay here and let him make a great many statements about what he's going to do and get up a tremendous row in this hemisphere between the nations here, that we'd be much more likely to either have to abandon the venture completely, which I greatly fear we will before we're through, or else we will start a much greater war over the world than we would by...
I understand.
You know, the right of self-defense is pretty elemental, and you relied on that in that very telling statement you made. You relied on that, the right of self-defense, and that's what you're doing.
Thank you.
say we've got a legal under the Rio Treaty and everything. We've got a legal right to take the action we have in regard to the shipment of offensive weapons in there. Now, when you talk about the invasion, first, excluding the risk that these missiles would be fired, we do have the 7,000 or 8,000 Russians there. We are going to have to shoot them up, and I think that it would be foolish to expect that the Russians would not regard that as a far more direct thrust than they're going to even regard on the ship. And I think that the inevitable result will be immediately the seizure of Berlin. Now, as I say, we may have to put up with all that, and I think that if you're talking about nuclear war, the escalation ought to be at least with some
I've been glad